Hello and welcome to this week's show of Underrated. I'm your host, Sasha Bateman. I hope you've had a lovely week. I know I have. I've been enjoying the sun lots. I've been doing lots of swimming, been meeting up with friends, barbecues, picnics. You name it, I've done it. But I have also been covered in mosquito bites. Like genuinely head to toe, every crevice of my body has a bite. And I'm also really sunburnt on my back. So this is your reminder. It's underrated to put on sun cream. Because I always forget or I don't put on enough. And it's really bad of me. I should not be doing that. But anyway, I'm going to start off this show. And I'm going to play you some Willowcane. Because she just I've spoken about her on Underrated before. I absolutely love her. I think she's criminally underrated. I think she's the most underrated artist at the moment. She's making electronic music and she came out with an EP called The Good Life, and she dropped her two songs before. Robot Lovers was the first one, then Riots, then The Good Life. Riots isn't clean, so I can't play it on here, but I will play The Good Life and Robot Lovers for you. Both just incredible songs that are just so, she's such a good producer because I think she produces her own music, so it's just so, I am constantly in awe of how songs have been produced. That's why I love Brat so much, and I know I'm always coming back to Brat. But Charlie has produced it beautifully, and she's had help as well. But these two songs are just like, everything comes in at the right time. All the levels are right. Like, musically, it's an incredible song, and it's also very enjoyable to listen to. So here is Willowcane with The Good Life and with Robot Lovers.
It's real good, I'll remember this now forever. says AI. He's everything you want. You're unsatisfied. You get it, then change your mind. Baby, what's your deal? Was it all those gifts? We're all programmed to want something that just doesn't exist. What do you do when no one gets your mind? Settle for the tire, just to waste more time. Take applications, hope you pick one right. No more robot.
I'm back. There was a bit of Wheel of Cane for you. Honestly, I'm just like in awe of everything she does, and she's so cool. Like, she's so fashionable. I really, really, really do love her. But this week, last week, I interviewed Solomon Chand, and I sort of realised I have never interviewed myself on here. As in, I always do the festival question. If you're an avid listener of Underrated, you'll know that that is what I do pretty much every week, but I've never answered it myself. I don't think I have anyway. So I'm gonna do that for you today, but before I do that, I'm gonna play a couple more songs for you. Something that I've been feeling is so underrated in the last couple of weeks is Rizzle Kicks, because they were so revolutionary, if I can say the word, in the sort of 2010s. I mean, I was little. I was like, you know, let me look at when all their albums came out, because I think their albums came out 2011, 2012. Yeah, so Stereotypical came out in 2011, so I literally would have been four. Yeah, I would have been four. And then Roaring Twenties came out in 2013, so I would have been five. But it's just music that I know every single lyric to. And it's all, no one will ever complain if you put on a Rizzle Kicks song. I put it on, I was on a big walk, like, up the Eastbourne Downs with my friends yesterday, and someone had a speaker, so I was like, put on some Rizzle Kicks, I've already been feeling them. And I was playing Down With The Trumpets, I believe, and then my friend turned to me, and he was like, what are these people called who are singing this? I was like, Rizzle Kicks, and he was like, oh my god, Rizzle Kicks, I forgot about them. So I just feel like they're underrated in that sense. So I'm going to play a few songs for you. I'm going to play, what am I going to play for you? I think I'm going to play Down With The Trumpets, just because that is the one where we had the interaction about it. And then I'm also going to play When I Was A Youngster. So those are both from Stereotypical, the 2011 album. But I think I'm also going to play a more underrated track called The Reason I Live from the Roaring Twenties, which is a later album. But I hope you enjoy that, and I will soon be back to answer my own festival question.
Lucky, look. Look, like it's a donut. Yeah, that's the shit right there. It's there. No, not having it. Alright, let's go.
3, 4. Yo, you might hear me make a record like Wilson, cause I love someone, no Rachel Bilson.
Yes.
The winter will come, we just have parties inside, it's still fun.
Jamming,
pump this,
we're banging.
Chase your boyfriend, let's have him. We're rowdy, girls make a judgment cloudy. When the sun comes out, we're still alkies. We don't wanna be lousy or shameless, but we're running around like we're brainless. Now I got grass stains on my brand new white trainers.
On my brand new white trainers.
I know a few guys hate us. Deborah's compelling his neighbours, so later it's blatant. We've got our own sound to know now. Go wild and get hosed down to no-no.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
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 What?
Let's get down with the down with the
war.
Let's get down with the down with the
yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpet.
When I get down, I get respect now. And when our tune drops, you know it makes your head bounce. Yeah, I move with the flow. And when I enter the room, it shows.
What?
I move sick
when I dance.
And chicks
when I dance.
Moving, I move quick
when I dance.
At risk
when I dance.
Just be careful, you don't lose your chick
when I dance.
That might just happen. So listen, deep stick with your madam.
Why? Cause you might just leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
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 What?
Let's get down with the down with the
war.
Let's get down with the down with the
war.
Let's get down with the down with the
yeah, yeah.
How much sound from the brass to the air will it take to put your bras in the air?
Pause me there.
Just don't pretend that if I wasn't older, you wouldn't wanna dance with me, yeah. You're the last of my fears. I was top boy of the class of my year. Well, not really, but I was halfway there. And I could have been the headmaster to get got vibes and charisma.
Lights and whistler.
Back again, filter.
Shine from mister.
I want the sun to
shine.
I'm looking at a bright blue
sky.
Yes, I'm in drop a light and bills. Bring your whole crew to a standstill. Still, the girls on the clubs are nice. Guarantee that nobody will stand still.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
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 War.
Let's get down with the down with the
war.
Let's get down with the down with the
war.
Let's get down with the down with the
yeah, yeah.
Let's get down with the trumpets.
Down yeah. The trumpets out now.
Buy it, purchase
iTunes.
It, do it. Yeah.
Peace.
I can remember that when I was a little you, I wanted to fly around the world making a new life. I never thought today I'd be what I am now.
Yo, wanted to be a fireman, then I lost the desire, man. The second I got old enough to buy myself a cider can. Yeah, I was a smart little kid, that size the part of me since. These days you can catch me sitting on the bench in a park with a lager and crisps. I think that if I think back, back to the days when I thought I didn't think that nothing that I thought would not be possible. Try and figure that out, back when I didn't know how to settle for a desk job, bringing those pounds. I wanted to live in those clouds, these days I deliver those sounds.
I always thought of myself as a simple dreamer. I never tried too hard but believed it. Now all of a sudden it's gone my way. I'm
Always better to move on, do whatever better, don't keep letting them prove wrong. We like to think we live with nothing to lose, and if we lose something, it's gone, so move on. And I know people find it hard to accept. One day we live our last breath, one gasp and you're dead. So I live life laughing instead. Every time we make our own path, it's a test. Go into battle, your shield always has some dents. I'm not a king amongst men, I remember that I love beer, I love rhymes, I love sex. Since year one, I love reading subtext. Cause crap happens for a reason, and some of the things that happen round Easton weren't pleasing, stabbings and beatings. Screw it, I'm leaving. It's alright, see I hate it when people walk in the ugliest fashion. Hate it when people talk with no love or passion. Hate it when small things turn into something massive. I'll just get home, stick on another classic like
baby, I never want you to go. Cause you're the reason I live my life. And maybe when I could walk on my own, I'll only need to keep you in mind. Like baby, I never want you to go. Cause you're the reason I live my life. You're my only sunshine. You're the light in my life. When I'm down, I just think of you. And next minute, I'm fine.
You're the hope in me, the only one in this world that can cope with me. You watch over me when I'm overseas, and we never fall out, well, hopefully. I never wanna go back to the days when you weren't there, nothing actually made sense. I know I said, yeah, yeah.
Baby, I never want you to go. Cause you're the reason I live my life. And maybe when I can walk on my own, I only need to keep you in mind. Like baby, I never want you to go. Cause you're the reason I live my life. You to go, cause you're the reason I live my life.
And maybe when I could walk on my own, I'll only need to keep you in mind.
like baby, I never want you to go. Cause you're the reason I live my life.
Hope you enjoyed some upbeat Rizzle Kicks there for you, but it's the time we've all been waiting for. I'm going to answer my own question. So if you're a new listener, well, if you're an old listener, this is probably getting very boring to hear, but this is my introduction. But basically, most shows, I ask somebody to come on and answer a question to create their own festival. So you have to have one main headliner, so somebody very big, and then one medium person, so say like Olivia Dean, somebody who's pretty famous but couldn't headline a big festival, and then one like small underrated artist who you believe is very underrated. And then you need a cuisine, you need two comedians, and you need two wild cards, so people say swimming pools, table tennis, anything. And then you need a name. But I'm, as it's only me and that nobody is interviewing me, I'm going to do it a little bit differently, and I'm going to do a full like weekend festival. I'm talking a Friday, Saturday, Sunday headliner, and then so three for each of the categories. And then cuisine, and then three comedians. I can come up with three comedians and three wild cards. And I'm kind of going in blind to this because, to be honest, that's what I make everybody else do. So I'm doing it to myself. I am currently got my Spotify up on my phone. I already know who my main headliner is going to be. So I think my Friday headliner would be Charlie XCX. Because I love her. She's like so popular on social media at the moment, and she could definitely, I have a feeling she might headline something like Glastonbury next year. And then my Saturday headliner would be Stevie Nicks, but potentially Stevie Nicks and Lindsay Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood and John McVie. So it's sort of like Fleetwood Mac, which would be absolutely massive, and they would never do that, but this is my dream festival. If they said no, then I'd probably get like Lauryn Hill or Erykah Badu to come in. They're my backups. And then my Sunday headliner, I think, would probably have to be... Oh, I understand how hard this is now. It's like picking your favourite child. I think I'd probably pick... Sorry, I think I picked Lily Allen. So, I think the only outlier in that is the Stevie Nicks, to be fair. Other than that, Charlie XCX and Lily Allen sort of tying together, and I really, really want them to do a collaboration. Yeah, I think that's okay. Okay, so my medium artist would be... My Friday medium artist would be Olivia Dean. I have to say her. I love her. My Saturday would definitely be Sam Fender, although he is getting a lot bigger. And I think my Sunday one would be Paolo Nutini. And I don't know if he counts as like a medium one, but I'm going to say he does because I want him to. And then my smaller people, I think my Friday one would probably be Nico B, because I love Nico B. My Saturday one, I mean, the level of which I'm talking right now are like... This would be like a Glastonbury sort of festival for these people to be this low down. I think I'd do Wonder Horse on the Friday, Nico B on the Saturday, and then on the Sunday, I'd do Willow Cane, I reckon. Or maybe I'd switch Willow Cane and Nico B. Oh, this is actually really hard. Okay, those are my artists. If there was ever a festival with that lineup, I would go absolutely ballistic. But they sort of tie in together because it's like half electronic pop, like Brat, like crazy rave music, and then half of it is like moody indie rock. Okay, let's keep that in mind. And then my cuisine would probably weirdly be Thai food, because whenever I'm at a festival, I lean towards Thai food, like tom yum soup. That is Thai, I think, I hope. And like a pad Thai, because it's like filling and it's kind of greasy, but it's actually healthy and makes you feel rejuvenated. And I think it's the perfect festival food, personally. And then for my three comedians, definitely need James Acaster there. I think I'd have Ramesh Ranganathan, because I saw him DJing at Love Supreme. I caught about 10 minutes of his set when I was leaving, and he was so fun, and I think he's just hilarious. And then probably Lucy Beaumont, because I've seen her live and she's absolutely hilarious. I think that would be a very, very funny three. I think I'd have James Acaster on the Saturday, Lucy Beaumont on the Friday, and Ramesh on the Sunday. And next, what am I on? I need my three wildcards. This is something I have put absolutely no thought and preparation into. I'm just going to say what comes to the top of my mind. I think the first 10 I would want would probably... I'd want a big tent just full of like photo opportunities, but like vintage photo booths. But I'd want it all to be free. I want people to get free memorabilia from this festival. So like vintage sort of automatic photo booths, and like people could like borrow camcorders and then like film it. And then if I were running this festival, I'd get everyone to like sign off the rights for their photos and videos, and then make like a big sort of festival music video. Because wouldn't that be so nice if you sort of, people maybe could pay like £5, or they could put down a deposit to borrow a camcorder, and then they use it for the festival, and you get the videos back, and they get the videos back for their own personal use. So that would be one. My second one would be, it's actually so hard. When I didn't realise how hard it was. When you're the one doing the interviewing, it seems really easy. I think I'd probably do... maybe like a massage tent, just if you get a bit a bit sore. I don't know why, it's just something that came to mind, and I thought, yeah, that'll work. And then for my final one, I think I'd have like a bookshop and some book corners where you can go and read a book if you're getting a bit overwhelmed with the festival, because I really just love bookshops a lot, and I love the smell of bookshops. And I think it would be nice to be able to get away and read. So those are my three wildcards. So we've got a mixture of Stevie Nicks, Charlie XCX. Who was my third headliner? Who else did I say? I'm so bad, I've completely forgotten already. This is how bad my memory is. Who did I? Bear with everybody. How have I already forgotten? Stevie Nicks, Charlie XCX. And Lily Allen. Okay, those are my headliners. I'm not even going to bother trying figuring out the rest of the lineup, because I've probably already forgotten. You've got James Acaster. You've got Thai food. So it's sort of moody indie rock and electronic music. With all of that together, I'm reading. I think one of my favourite two words combined are eccentric and eloquent. So I'd probably want to mix those two words, because I think that is sort of what the festival is like. But it's not very eloquent really, is it? But we've got reading, so maybe like LOX fest, like ELOECX, LOX fest. Has that got ring to it? Maybe not. Or I'd call it something like Whimsy Fest, because it's kind of whimsical, but also kind of crazy. Just a sort of mashup of some words so that it doesn't really make sense. What fest? I mean, you've got things like Truck Festival, like Tourist Festival. This is so hard. I didn't realise how hard this was. I've been doing this for 10 minutes. What would I call it? Maybe just because there's some faux fur hanging up on my door, but I think that's sort of the vibe. Faux fur fest. And it's alliteration. Yeah, I'm going with faux fur fest. So, thank you for listening to me talk for over 10 minutes about that. I can now empathise with my guests on how difficult this is, being put under pressure. But I hope you like my festival. I'm sure as you're listening, you're probably thinking, what would I do for mine? But I'm gonna play some songs from those artists for you, and I'll be back with you in about 20 minutes. But thank you for listening to me.
Gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're currently circling at approximately 125 beats per minute. So please remove all drinks from the dance floor and extinguish any cigarettes. Please strap in safely and hold on tight, as we're expecting a rather turbulent music mix. Thank you.
You're listening to
Bexhill Radio
at bexhillradio.com.
Thank you. singing Michael Jackson. Nah, under pressure. Those days it was so much better. Feeling cool in my youth, I'm asking, does anyone remember how we did it back then?
I'm my drip is talent. Shout out NSG, the drip lords. I pray to NSG every night before I go to sleep, that I wake up with unlimited drip. Shout out Gordon Ramsay, free my limit camp. Need a girl like Mary Berry, cake up in the kitchen. Copped a pair of slides and just on fly like a pigeon. I f*** with everyone, don't have no competition. Got a shank by my d***, gave myself a circumcision. Get these people off the streets, I do it for my city. Just play the game of badminton with the local n***. Can't lie, he was s***, so I won the game quickly. Then I ran back to the gaff and sucked my girlfriend's d***. Wait, pause, then abide by the laws. I just copped a pit bike, my dad just copped a horse. Mum just took my phone, I punched a hole in the wall. Now I have to use my Android that I hid in my drawer.
Android,
I'm getting bigger. When I was like 10, I got my dick caught in my zip. Got the kids all copping crap, my wallet's getting thicker. Spend my pee on stupid, got true religion slippers. Need a girl like Mary Berry, cake up in the kitchen. Copped a pair of slides and just on fly like a pigeon. I f*** with everyone, don't have no competition. Got a shank by my d***, gave myself a circumcision. Get these people off the streets, I do it for my city. Just play the game of badminton with the local n***. Can't lie, he was s***, so I won the game quickly. Then I ran back to the gaff and sucked my girlfriend's d***. Hi, I'm Thomas, nice to meet ya. Just copped a new whip, it's a CRI beefer. 2005 plate and the engine's got a litre. Got it for a good price, couple miles on the meter. Just turned 18, the next GTA should be set in Milton Keynes. Chilling at a motive, I still Magnum on my jeans. Top thing on my bucket list, to slide tackle the queen. Shout out Piers Morgan, I'd have a fight with Piers Morgan if it got down to it. Love everyone, God bless. Need a girl like Mary Berry, cake up in the kitchen. Copped a pair of slides and just on fly like a pigeon. I f*** with everyone, don't have no competition. Got a shank by my d***, gave myself a circumcision. Get these people off the streets, I do it for my city. Just play the game of badminton with the local n***. Can't lie, he was s***, so I won the game quickly. Then I ran back to the gaff and sucked my girlfriend's.
Friday night, so I'm thinking house party, don't wanna dress up. And I don't need to hit the gym, I can do a press up. Walking out on a high street, nobody can mess up. The bop in my step, I'm alright, let's get up. Then everything, it all switched up, I was feeling all mixed up. The rain started pouring down, this weather needs to fix up. And my jumper's wet, and my hair's a mess. And my phone's gone dead, I didn't see your text. Keep myself in check, but I'm never feeling sorry for myself until I got splashed by a passing lorry. It's gonna be one mad day, P-tong, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Man, it's one of those days where it's all going wrong. I pick up the phone and the battery's gone, P-tong. It's all gone, P-tong. I don't even wanna talk no more, it's gone, P-tong. Man, it's one of those days where it's all going wrong. I pick up the phone and the battery's gone, P-tong. It's all gone, P-tong. I don't even wanna talk no more, it's gone, P-tong. It's a Friday night and everybody's moving mad. She said my parents are off and there's no one in my flat. And now there's 68 people jumping on her couch. Watch your mouth, stressing out, people mop the house. There's a knock at the door and she's stressed, who's that? Someone kicked in the door and I think it was her dad. Had his face bright red, he's vexed, he didn't wanna chat. And at the top of his lungs he shouted everybody out. I'm in the bathroom, loving it, I throw up on the mat. Yeah. Man, I think I broke the sink and I nearly broke the tap. I saw her dad and he saw me and now I'm running out the back. I got my phone out of charge and I need to call a cab. Looked up from that back seat and I can't believe it, I swear. It's that same taxi driver that I bumped for his fare. He's like, you again, you rascal, you ain't going nowhere. Man, it's one of them days where I think I've had a mare. Man, it's one of those days where it's all going wrong. I pick up the phone and the battery's gone, P-tong. It's all gone, P-tong. I don't even wanna talk no more, it's gone, P-tong. Man, it's one of those days where it's all going wrong. I pick up the phone and the battery's gone, P-tong. It's all gone, P-tong. I don't even wanna talk no more, it's gone, P-tong. Man, it's one of those days where it's all going wrong.
pick up the phone and the battery's gone Pete Tong. It's all gone Pete Tong. I don't even wanna talk no more, it's gone Pete Tong. Man, it's one of those days where it's all going wrong. I pick up the phone and the battery's gone Pete Tong. It's all gone Pete Tong. I don't even wanna talk no more, it's gone Pete Tong.
Yeah.
That was a bit of faux fur fest for you. I hope you enjoyed, or maybe it's called it LOX, I don't know. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this week's radio show. It's been very much Sasha focused, but hopefully that's not a bad thing. Have a lovely week, and you will hear from me next week. Bye bye.